I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. On Tuesday morning, the National Park Service confirmed that 7 private residences, a number of outbuildings, and several park-owned historic structures were consumed when the lightning ignited Howe Ridge Fire made a wind-fueled run Sunday night. Nearly all of the cabins at Kelly's Camp at the end of North Lake McDonald Road burned, including the park-owned Big House and a handful of old resort cabins that were listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The boat launch at the Wheeler Camp is gone, as is the boat launch at the Lake McDonald Ranger Station. Firefighters were able to save both the Wheeler Cabin and the Ranger Station after they caught fire.
To lose an entire area of the lake's development like this in a single fell swoop it's a big deal.
Jesse Ravage is an architectural historian from New York who put together research that led to some of the cabin's historic place designation.
It's this whole little microcosm, and it's really sad to think of one part of it is just gone.
Ravage describes Lake McDonald as the birthplace of Glacier National Park. Native Americans had moved through the area long before the first white settlers, but by the late 1800s, 5 homesteaders staked claims around the lake.
And it's very apparent from their homestead applications that they're bending the rules of the Homestead Act, which the idea was productive farmland for the Homestead Act, not developing resorts. But you can kind of, if you're very careful about reading how they crafted their applications, it's very evident that all of them had the idea of a resort on the lake. None of them was planning to be a farmer.
Ravage says Frank Kelly, Kelly's Camp's namesake, had to fight for his claim after Glacier National Park was fully established in 1910. He held on to about 55 acres on the northwest shore of Lake McDonald. His camp started small, just a single tiny cabin where he and his wife Emmeline lived for their first winter.
And he pretty much built a cabin a year. For about 8 or 9 years.
Some of these small cabins retained the same lake-facing porches and gabled roofs from when Kelly built them in the early 1920s. Some even still had the bark on their notched log walls. Ravage says many cabins from this area were built with local red cedar and chinked with clay scooped from the bottom of the lake. But she says the remarkable thing about Kelly's camp wasn't so much the architecture, but the community that grew out of the summer enclave.
I think it might have been the most sort of like a summer colony, where the same people came back every single year, and they spent oftentimes the entire summer. It was not a place that drew the very wealthy. It was people who were sort of very middle of the road, economically speaking, school teachers, ministers, seasonal park rangers.
Some of those visitors later bought the cabins, passing their little slice of paradise down through generations, even as the Department of Interior periodically pressed families to sell their inholdings to the park to consolidate land. Kelly's camp owners held out.
It's this place where everybody emotionally hangs their growing up hat, so to speak. This is where people, generations of specific families, grew up knowing each other.
For Regina McGee, who's been summering at Kelly's Camp Cabin 2 for more than a dozen years, the loss of the cabins is tragic. But she says their lore and the wisdom of their inhabitants will live on through her neighbors.
Pam is like the most incredible hiker. She knows every rock of every ridge of every trail. And where are you going to find that at? You're not going to find that in a book. You're going to go sit and bring her a bottle of wine. And then you're going to, sit in her little lawn chairs and look at the lake. And she's going to tell you all the things there are to look for on those trails. You got to sit down and invest your body and your time and your mind and let somebody give it to you. And it has to be gifted to you. Can't just shake them and get it out of it.
The National Park Service warns that the Howe Ridge Fire is still active, and crews continue to protect the remaining structures along North Lake McDonald Road. Additional losses may be discovered after crews are safely able to access the area. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.